Do you want certainty, convenience, and the most money when selling your home? Hi, it's Carol Royce with Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty. Receive my multiple cash offers by calling me direct. Carol Royce, 480-776-5231.
Everybody, Dan Bickley here, and it's going to be a wild, emotional, crazy scene at Mullet Arena. We'll be all over it starting at 6 a.m. tomorrow morning on Arizona Sports.
Welcome back. It is the Burns and Gambo Show here on Arizona Sports, the local sports leader, and a historic night, a historic day here in the Valley, not necessarily for the right reasons, as coming up later tonight, it's going to be the final game of the Coyotes as we know them. Will they be back? Will there be a new arena? That's a question for another day, but we know tonight the season ends with a game against Edmonton, and the Coyotes, as we know them, end as they will move to Salt Lake City. And joining us right now on the Arizona Sports Line, you're going to hear the voice, and immediately you're going to crack a smile. Gambo, I know you will, because you arranged this interview with the legendary Keith Tkachuk, formerly of the Phoenix / Arizona Coyotes, who joins us here on the Burns and Gambo Show. Keith, welcome back to the show, man. How you doing?
I'm doing great, guys. Thanks for having me.
Tommy boy!
Talk to you. Always a pleasure, Gambo. I miss that. I miss my boy.
Hammerhead says hello. I talked to Hammerhead earlier. He said, tell him I said hello.
I love it, Hammerhead. I hope he's doing well.
We're all doing well. Look, this is tough for all of us. You are arguably the greatest player that ever put on a Coyote uniform. 50 goals one year, 52 goals another. I've watched every player that's ever played in this organization, and to me, you are single-handedly the best player that ever played for this team. They're leaving. Your thoughts on the Arizona Coyotes relocating to Utah?
Well, I agree. I appreciate you saying that. We have a lot of great players, but you know what? What I found out, I'm as disappointed as anybody, because I look back at my time there and all the great people that were involved, who are still involved as a trainer, or guys like Stan Wilson, Rich Nairn, you know, and some of the players and some of the media that have been covering this. It's as disappointed as it gets. And I just look back at how hard, as an organization, from the ownership of Richard Burke down to the management, down to every single person in the office, the players, how much we did to promote this sport in Arizona, and how hard we had to work, not just on the ice, but more importantly, off the ice. And it comes down to a certain group of people that absolutely messed it all up. And it's frustrating, it's disappointing. And I feel for the fans, I feel for the players, the staff that have put a lot of hard work into it. And it's just very, very disappointing that it's gotten to this point.
And you had the fans. You had them when you were playing at the America West Arena, the whiteouts. Five times you guys went to the playoffs when you were here. I mean, I'll never forget the 98-99 season, how devastating it was when Pierre Turgeon scored that goal in overtime in Game 7. But star players with you and Jeremy and Daly and Teppo and Nikolai, I mean, it was a great time. And to say that you had something special here is true. You guys had something special here.
Yeah, we did. I mean, you look at the players that came, and we got to see what Mike Gartner scored, how many goals, 700 goals that year, you know, the whiteout, an opportunity. We played in the playoffs. Unfortunately, we ran into, you know, the old Detroit Red Wings, who should have been in the East the whole time, or Colorado, Dallas. So, it's, you know, there's a lot of great memories in America West Arena. We had, it was perfect downtown. It wasn't the most ideal rink, but it was exciting. People wanted to be a part of it. And you got to give Jeremy Roenick a lot of credit, too. He put a lot of work into, you know, doing a lot of media stuff and promoting the sport. And then, you know, all of a sudden, you know, things change. Players get traded for whatever reason. Players leave. And it's just, you know, and then there's, you know, the black cloud over the ownership year after year, then moving to Glendale, and kind of lost the fluster. And hockey does work there. It's unfortunate that it's got to this point. You know, it really has. And it's just really sad to see it go, and being a part of that for so many years, And then, you know, a guy like Shane Doan, who spent his whole career in the Winnipeg Coyotes organization, and he basically got run out of the city, too. So it's frustrating.
Keith Tkachuk, our guest here on the Burns and Gambo Show. There is, of course, a proposal and an idea and a concept of bringing the Coyotes back if they're able to get a new arena and an expansion franchise. Having lived here, having spent at least part of your career, and a very good part of your career here, do you ultimately believe that hockey can work in this valley if it is a different version of it a few years down the road?
Well, boy, I don't know, man. It's going to be tough. Once you lose a team, it is difficult. I know it happened in Winnipeg, but really, as a fan, I know people love hockey, but do they really want to go through this mess again with certain people? So I don't know. It's a hard thing to answer right now. I just think it's funny that they think they're going to get a team. Like, it's not funny, I guess, but to the fans, it's not funny. But to the people who made this deal, I laugh at that, you know, thought process. So yeah. I don't know. It's, you know, I can always sit back and have good memories of the people that I've met both on and off the ice, the players, the trainers, and just the different people that, and some of the good the ups and downs we went through, and some of the players that I got fortunate enough to play with, and some of the people I got to meet. So I had a wonderful time there. I loved it there. It was tough getting traded from there, but sometimes it's time to move on. But, you know, I don't know what's going to happen down the road. I mean, it's too bad Ryan Smith didn't live in Arizona, because he sounds like a great guy to play for.
Yeah.
You know, he does sound like an incredible owner, and players notice that. Players want to play for owners, and people that run organizations the right way, that's what people want to play for. So on one hand, you know the guys are finally going to play for somebody with stability.
Keith, you went through this, leaving one city, going to another, moving with an organization. What advice would you give to the players who are playing their final game in this market tonight and now have to relocate and go to a different city? What would you tell them in terms of how to process that with families and responsibilities and things like that?
Well, it's hard. It really is. Things are going to happen quickly. They're going to, at least when we went from Winnipeg to Arizona, we had time. You know, it wasn't a lot of time, but we had time during All-Star break to go down and look at it and take a look at what we're going to do. And these guys just found out a week ago. So, you know, they have to sell their houses. Some have kids. Some have kids in school. It's a big change, and they're going to have to move pretty quickly. And some summers are short enough anyway, so now it's going to be really difficult. I feel for the people. I feel for the families. I feel for the kids. The wives, the girlfriends, you know, this is you have to uproot, and it's tough. But, you know, this is an unfortunate part of the game, and you have to move on and enjoy the memories that you did have here. And fortunately, there's a lot of young guys probably on that team that haven't been there a long time. So I don't think it'll affect them as much. But for the guys who've been there for a while with kids, it's going to be very difficult.
The great Keith Tkachuk joins us on the show as we talk about the Coyotes leaving to go to Utah. I've got so many fond memories, and a lot of them are the early years with you guys and the fight you had with Pronger, and after he had broken JR's Hatcher. Yeah. The fight with Hatcher after he had broken JR's jaw. I also remember that bet me and you made. We made a bet, and you were about to get traded to the Rangers, and you had lost a bet with me. I had to be my update guy for the day.
Yeah. And I remember that.
Yeah, you came in and did the updates for the entire day, the Sports Center updates on the day you were supposed to get traded to the Rangers, and you ended up getting traded to the Blues.
Yeah, it was a bet's a bet, you know. But it was a Red Sox Yankee thing.
It was a Red Sox Yankee thing. Yeah, it was a Red Sox Yankee thing.
And of course, yeah, of course.
And I never like to say I never like to say who my sources are, Bernsey. I like to keep my sources, close to the vest. But Keith did when he got traded to the Blues. I'll never forget this. He called me up. He goes, "Hey, I just got traded to the Blues." I'm like, "For who?" He goes, "I don't know." I goes, "All right." He goes, "All right. I gotta call my wife and tell her." I'm like, "You didn't tell her yet?" He goes, "No."
You found out before Mrs. Tkachuk did. Something's very wrong about that. Yeah.
I broke the Keith Tkachuk traded to the Blues story because Keith called me from the locker room that day. That was some great memories.
Hey, that was a good time. That's what we do, buddy. Hey, well, you know, why not? You've been good to us. You've been good to the Coyotes. And it's nice to have a guy like you and your staff promote hockey, and it makes our lives easier, and you're a great guy, obviously. Unfortunately, you're from New York, but you're a great guy.
What's your fondest memory? What is your single greatest memory of being a part of this organization?
Wow, that's tough. I mean, because, you know, it's been so long, Gamble, and there's so many memories. I mean, just the relationships of playing with guys like Shane Doan, Jeremy Roenick, Teppo. You know, it's everything. The whiteout, being a part of promoting something that a lot of people didn't know about here, there in Arizona. So, you know, I guess the first game at America West Arena, you know, and how quickly it goes by. And then, you know, obviously getting traded was tough. But, you know, that's the life of a pro athlete. But, you know, there were so many great memories. We had so much fun there as a group, as a team, as a community. And, you know, I'll miss it I can't believe it's gone. I just really can't believe it.
Keith, we appreciate the time. Thanks for coming on and taking a stroll down memory lane with us. We really, really appreciate it. I can't think of too many other voices we want to hear on a day like today. So we appreciate you coming on our show and talking about it for a few.
Thanks for having me, guys. Good luck with everything.
All right, buddy. Stay in touch. Talk to you soon.
Do you want certainty, convenience, and the most money when selling your home? Hi, it's Carol Royce with Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty. Receive my multiple cash offers by calling me direct. Carol Royce, 480-776-5231.